you're one of that I can think of that comes through visual arts, that you're a visual artist and then started making narrative film, full features, and was wondering, how do you feel that your early work influences what you do in your process when making feature?
It's about experimenting. That's what it's about. Now, I mean, you know, again, it's about, you know, looking at something and looking at it again, you know. And there was one of a very famous quote by Kubrick, said, everything's been done, it's our job to do it better. And I think that's, for me, that's a good sort of motto in a way. But the artwork it's done has just, you know, made me just refine my tool, which is my eyes and my ears. Because in some ways, I mean, you get a lot of filmmakers who came up through a video and they shoot, I don't know, 48 hours of footage and cut it down to 30 minutes. I like to be more accurate than that. Just because, you know, with the training I've had, I've cut down all the angles already. So you have it in your head. So I don't do a lot of coverage. It's about getting it then and there. I mean, you get this actor doing some extraordinary thing and you can't ask him to do it again. I mean, you know, it's about being precise, be in the moment at a certain time. And therefore the audience hopefully sort of receive that sort of, that moment too, if that makes at all any sense.
As your features have progressed, when I looked at Hunger, I could see more of, you know, the experimental and the things that you were doing. By the time you get to 12 Years a Slave, it's not standard, but it's, you know, it's not as experimental in some of the imagery and things like that. So do you think that's changed? Is there a pressure for you to make them more narrative for people, or?
No, not at all. I think with Hunger, it was about, again, I don't really, you know, I don't have that in my head when I'm thinking about this is experimental, this is more narrative. I just shoot what I shoot. That's never, I'm not thinking, okay, this is going to be more narrative. I mean, what the hell is that? I have no idea. All I'm trying to do is do the best job I can. And with Hunger, we're filming in an institution. We're filming, you know, 98% of the film is you know, in a prison cell. So that gives you the limitations of that environment and how you shoot that, how you sort of make that interesting. You know, and therefore, you know, again, with Shame, it's one of those things we're shooting in New York City and whatnot. I mean, you know, all I could say with those two films, Hunger and Shame, there was less of, traditional storytelling, there was less of a narrative. And you found things through images and performance. And with 12 Years a Slave, it's much more narrative. So you have to, you find the beautiful things in between the beats as such, because you want to tell a story, and it's an important story. And I'm as much a storyteller as I am, anything else. So,
12 Years a Slave, obviously, for you, got a lot of attention and did well. What was it that attracted you to it? I mean, it is a genuinely American story in terms of history, and you're British, so I was wondering what it was in the story beyond the history that made you interested.
Being a human being, there's no borders about nationality. I mean, come on, I mean, you know, I mean, the story was very much interesting to me, and I, you know, of course, slavery was interesting to me, because some of my ancestors were obviously slaves. My parents are from the West Indies, and my mother's side, the first person who came over from Africa, because the British kept good records, was from Guyana. So anyway, I was just interested in that history, and that history had never really been portrayed in cinema before, in a way which was very direct and honest. I'm interested in what was going on within the interior, and because I thought it was important. I mean, you know, it's one of the things which actually made United States. You know, it's the fact that it was almost like the elephant in the room, and it is often the elephant in the room. I just wanted to sort of I wanted to sort of shine a light on that.
In terms of the response to the film and how things have worked past that for you, I mean, how has it been?
It's been tremendous. I mean, I think, you know, what the most beautiful thing about it is that people respond to the movie. I think that's been so important, because, you know, it's such an important subject matter. And, you know, and we were very blessed of winning Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and that, you know, that it was given that kind of honor, but also that kind of visibility in the world, I think, which was very, very important for that particular subject matter. And the movie has made $188 million now. For a movie to have, the main protagonist to be black protagonist and make that kind of money, shoots down this whole, there's this thing about that black sort of stories do not, or black sort of leading actors or don't travel. Well, that just, our film obliterated that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for the interview. Great. Thank you.